Report, 35K migrants wait in Juarez, Mexico, to rush southern border when Biden ends Title 42. By John Binder on April 27, 2023. Seemingly tens of thousands of migrants are waiting for President Joe Biden's administration to end the public health authority known as Title 42 at the United States-Mexico border, reports indicate. In 2020, in the midst of the Chinese coronavirus crisis, former President Donald Trump invoked Title 42 at the border to ensure that federal immigration officials could quickly return illegal aliens to Mexico for the sake of public health. On May 11, Biden will end Title 42 and is creating new catch-and-release pipelines to quickly get border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior. In particular, Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, will set up processing centers in multiple Central American countries to bring would-be migrants to the U.S. Now, likely thousands of migrants are waiting in tents in Mexico to rush the border in the hopes of getting into the U.S. interior when Title 42 ends, according to Julian Resendiz at Border Report. On Tuesday, Juarez officials estimated the number of tents next to the National Migration Institute, INM, building in City Hall had grown from a handful last week to 93 by mid-afternoon. Emphasis added. Migrants like Genesee, a Venezuelan mom, said their intent was to wait for the announced May 11th rollback of Title 42 expulsions at the U.S. border. But she said life is so hard on the streets of Juarez she does not know if she can hold out two more weeks. Emphasis added. At the same time, officials in U.S. border communities are prepping for the end of Title 42. The cities are being forced to strain public resources by opening new shelters and tent cities. El Paso, Texas, for instance, expects up to 8,000 migrants to arrive in the city every single day. Yesterday we got some intel that there's almost 30,000 migrants already waiting, one El Paso official told local media. The majority are from Venezuela, who are the ones most affected by Title 42. The figures indicate that in El Paso alone, the city could see almost a quarter of a million migrants arriving every month. Another estimate from non-governmental organizations, NGOs, suggests that 35,000 migrants in Juarez, Mexico, alone, are waiting for Title 42 to rush the border. As Breitbart News reported, the Biden administration is expecting some 400,000 migrants to arrive at the border every month after Title 42 ends. Such a monthly illegal immigration inflow would be larger than the resident population of New Orleans. That figure does not include the tens of thousands of migrants every month that would evade Border Patrol agents and successfully cross the border into the U.S. interior. Last year, Biden officials estimated that up to 500,000 migrants, the equivalent of the population of Atlanta, Georgia, could arrive at the border every month. Representative Andy Biggs, Araz, told Breitbart News in April 2022 that he expects 30,000 migrants every day at the border without Title 42. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.